You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Dr. Danielle DeLuca Pytel, and she is a plastic surgeon out of Troy, Michigan, and we are going to learn a little bit today about her practice and her professional life. So let's welcome to the show Dr. Danielle DeLuca Pytel. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're very welcome. All right, Dr. Danielle, let's talk a little bit about what kind of plastic surgery you do.
I have been board certified for the past 11 years. I've been in practice for 12. And I provide breast and body contouring. So people who want their breasts made bigger, smaller, more lifted. I do abdominal operations such as tummy tucking, liposuction, and then changes after people have big weight losses.
Right.
As well as facial aesthetics, things like facelifts, eyelid lifts, and injectable products such as Botox or fillers to help return volume to the face for people who are not ready for facial surgery.
Now, Dr. Pytel, what would you say is, out of those listed, what would you say is the most prominent that you see walking through your doors?
In my practice, the most commonly performed surgery is breast augmentation. I see probably 45% of my surgery cases falling under that number. The remainder are different combinations of breast and body surgery, as well as facial surgeries.
Now, do you also do you do breast reduction surgeries?
I do breast reduction surgeries.
Oh, fantastic. Now, one of the things that's always kind of confused me about the breast reduction surgeries is, is it true that that's one of the fewer surgeries that insurance is willing to cover for plastic surgeons?
That is absolutely correct. And the reason is because when women have large breasts, they can have functional medical problems,
right,
such as back, neck, and shoulder pain. So for some women who have been suffering from back, neck, and shoulder pain, grooving in their shoulders, sometimes those things contribute to having headaches. They can have their breast reductions covered through their insurance. The part about that is important is that they meet the right criteria for their insurance company. And every company is a little bit different.
Right.
For most women, there's a magic number based on their height and weight that was devised by a plastic surgeon who looked at all of the breast reductions that he had performed over a very large number of years,
right,
and looked at those women who were getting functional improvement from having pain versus those that were just having cosmetic improvement because their breasts were a little large for their frame. And what they came up with was a sliding scale called the Schnur sliding scale, and they're looking for 22nd percentile. So there's a different number for everybody's height and weight. So it used to be a flat number of grams that had to be removed. Mm-hmm. They've changed it now, which is actually better for women, especially smaller women who have disproportionately large breasts but aren't very heavy. So I'm seeing more and more of those breast reductions covered through insurance than I did in my earlier practicing years.
Now, is Dr. Pytel, is that kind of like a BMI, like a body mass index, kind of like they're taking your ratio to breast to your ratio to body, something like that?
Yes, they use body surface area to determine that percentile. So in some patients, they may need to only have 280 grams removed. There are some people that need to have more than a kilogram removed. And again, it's based on how much tissue they have. And of course, breasts come in all different shapes and sizes. And,
right,
you know, what can be debilitating for one person may not be as debilitating for somebody else. There are also, surprisingly, a large number of women who do not even know that these services exist. And I have yet to meet one breast reduction patient who has not wished they had done their surgery sooner.
I'm sure that's absolutely correct. Now, with the breast reduction surgeries, do women come into you looking to have this done? And does your practice actually go along with them as far as helping them make their case to the insurance company as to why they need this done?
Yes. That is part of what I do as a participating insurance physician.
Right.
So I will look at the guidelines for example, Blue Cross Blue Shield. They will want a certain number of criteria met. So part of the questions that I will ask my patients is, you know, how long have you had this pain and what kind of things have you done for it? Most people have tried pain medicine, massage therapy, physical therapy, chiropractic therapy,
right.
wearing specialized support bras. And what the insurance wants to know is that they've tried everything, but everything's failed. And
right.
that they're coming because they don't have another solution to their problem.
So in essence, the insurance company is looking at it as breast reduction surgery should be your last option.
Yes. I mean, insurance companies, certainly they will cover breast reductions when somebody is having physical pain.
Right.
You just have to play by the rules that they set.
The breast reduction surgery, it's a major surgery. How soon is the recovery rate? How soon can these women expect to be bedridden for?
Well, I don't have any of my patients bedridden.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah. If you're in bed for a prolonged period of time after surgery, you run the risk of forming blood clots in the veins in your legs, which can travel to the lungs and be fatal. So
right.
I want everybody, even after very long surgeries, to get up and walk. So the day after surgery, the day of surgery, people are getting up, walking themselves to the bathroom, taking a short trip down the hallway. For breast reduction surgery, the surgery itself is not terrifically uncomfortable because the breast tissue itself is not involved as much in movement. So
right.
because we're not cutting through muscle or tightening any fascial structures, usually there's some discomfort from having surgery, but it's not a terrible pain. So most people can go home if they're young and healthy. If they're older, if they have other medical conditions, I'll tend to keep them in the hospital overnight. And then I would expect within 2 days they could be in a shower doing restful, quiet things around their house.
Oh,
for my
beautiful.
Patients, I make it as easy as I can to remember. So most of my patients are women. I do a justice for men. But for any
right.
woman undergoing a surgical treatment, I tell them the first 2 weeks after any surgery is princess treatment. Princess treatment being you are on the couch watching some Netflix or reading a magazine. Somebody else is doing
yes.
the laundry, the child care.
Your boyfriend and or husband or kids can take care of
That's
everything
right.
else.
That is correct. And I have found that that is something that is hard for most people. Most people, once they feel good, they want to go back to everything that they're doing. The risk of doing that too soon is that you can cause more bleeding. You can cause swelling. Those things can lead to infections,
right.
wound healing problems. So it is important to have that little bit of downtime.
Yeah.
After that, there are patients who can return to work if they have jobs that just require them to be sitting. For people who do physical activity like lifting or bouncing, I have them wait a month and a half before they go back to work.
Okay. Now, Dr. Pytel, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute. Yep. But where can people kind of find information about all this great stuff we talked about this afternoon? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
I have both. My website is delucapytel.com. It's my last name without the hyphen, DelucaPytel.com. And I have descriptions of the procedures that we talked about on the website. I'm also on Facebook as Dr. DeLuca Pytel. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Wonderful. Dr. Danielle DeLuca Pytel, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a little insight into your professional world and walking us through all the fantastic surgeries that you're performing out there in Troy, Michigan. We really appreciate it. And of course, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed being on your show.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.